You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Good morning. How are you? I've got to admit, I'm going to go back to bed after this for a little more sleep. And you might want to do the same. Oh, yeah, with these spring conditions and slightly cooler temperatures this morning. Oh, yeah, you betcha. It's going to be firm until the sun warms up the snowpack. Yeah, those early morning groomers you want to get after? I don't know. It's not really until about 10:30, 11 that you start to see some give in that corrugated iron. You know, those toe and feet massages you get first thing in the morning. Yeah, that's what you can expect. What with temperatures of like, just 2 degrees above freezing at Crystal, 1 degree at Pig Alley this morning, warmest at Olympic, where it is, of course, 5.3. In fact, Harmony's looking pretty warm. Bit of an inversion this morning. It's 4 degrees at the Horseman, along with 3.5 above freezing at the Peak. Yeah, 6.7 at Harmony. Wow. And lighter winds than yesterday. We're talking less than 15 kilometers an hour across the board right now. So yeah, looking for really calm winds from the east today. Super sunny conditions. Again, a high of like 10 degrees in the Alpine, like around the Rendezvous and Roundhouse. So I bet you the umbrella bar roof is going to be open again. Has been for the past couple of days, but there will be some cloudier skies this evening, which will make for a really lovely sunset, hopefully. And then we're going to see a bit of a change in the weather tomorrow. Yeah, it cools off tomorrow, but freezing level drops into the twos. But that precip we saw last week that was initially forecast, yeah, we're not going to see that until probably Sunday. So, and that's when we really see temperatures cool off, like, you know, the lighter end of the week, Thursday, Friday. But yeah, sunny skies today with Cougar Milk apparently being run of the day on Blackcomb, along with Harmony Ridge and Raven on Whistler. But it's definitely a challenge a game in finding the best places to ski right now. You know, you want it to soften up a little, so you look for the sun initially, and then you look for shady areas because, you know, the sunny spots get sticky. Oh yeah, it was sticky in areas on Saturday, and you're skiing things like corny spring, frozen granular, you know, conditions. Yeah, it's definitely something to navigate when you hit that stick. Oh yeah, you feel like you're going to go over the handlebars. That's what you're going to experience today. And with it also being a challenge in moderating your body temperature, make sure you stay hydrated and that you're wearing some good wicking layers, natural fibers are my recommendation, but also a lot of sunscreen. Yeah, protect your skin. I saw a few kids yesterday at Nagomi Sushi that were a bit wiped out from a day in the sun. So yeah, lots and lots of water and electrolytes to replenish, you know, all the salts you're losing too. So yesterday was the last and final Fire and Ice show for the season, hey? Yeah, that was yesterday. There will be no more. But there are still plenty of avalanche activity, natural avalanche activity, with all this solar impact on the snowpack. Yeah, so still high risk of avalanches in Alpine and treeline, along with considerable danger below treeline. Yep, very large avalanches continue to be reported, and we should continue to avoid avalanche terrain and exposure to overhead hazards until cooler weather arrives. Yes, I'm looking at a report here too that was quite recently from Saturday about wet snow, crusty. They were on mellow slopes and in open trees over by sort of Russet Ridge. Yeah, looking at a photo there of a slab on the back shoots there of Cowboy Ridge. I've forgotten the names of those. You're going to be sticking to groomers, I'm sure, right now. Play safe. But on the long range, hoping for cooler temperatures and some precip to start coming our way Sunday by the looks of things. But let's give you, because it was a record breaker yesterday, your road and valley weather report brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're looking for a new adventure vehicle in the sea to sky. Yeah, because on the Sea to Sky today, no major maintenance that's going to affect your drive, although there is some line painting happening between Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road today on Highway 99. It's around the Chequemus Canyon to the Conroy FSR, so it might be a left lane blockage in both directions today. But nothing major that I can see. I'm not seeing any more avalanche work scheduled for the Duffy Lake Road section, which looks gorgeous this morning, approaching sunrise. Yeah. Potential, of course, for some cooler temperatures there with yesterday's warm temperatures and a bit of melt. Could well be some frozen, thaw. Yeah, refrozen icy sections this morning. Be cognizant of that. But yeah, yesterday was a record breaker, as predicted. The warmest St. Patrick's Day on record and whistle was 14 degrees back in 2019, but yesterday was a record 18.9 degrees in the valley. Yeah. And today I'm sure we'll break some records too, because the warmest March 18th on record was back in 88 at 14.9. We're due for a high of 16 today. It's a cool minus 2 here in the valley right now, but looking for a high of 16 today. And yeah, just plus 1 overnight tonight with those clear skies. And tomorrow, again, a high of 15 forecast. So yeah, enjoy this third, fourth spring, whichever spring it is, because we're going to have some cooler temperatures back down to the single digits come Wednesday in the valley. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Valley, well, the Back 40 race that will be coming up in June, they are looking for volunteers. That's going to be on June 8th. It's a Saturday. They're looking for course marshals, timers, air station, aid station support, registration, set up, tear down people. Volunteers wanted for that event. If you're a walker member in particular, a great way to get involved with the biking community on that date. But today at the library, there's also an opportunity with it being a Monday night for games night. Yeah, it's 7:30 at the library today with their advanced English group happening too later on at 5:30, or their English conversation circle at 10 a.m. as well. So yeah, a few events for you today. But as predicted on the Lost Lake cross-country trails, there are a few closures already, like Lower Panorama, Hydro Cut, Centennial, the Upper Fairways, along with Les's Leap and Croman's Challenge, they are closed. Yeah, due to, of course, the rapid melting we're seeing from these really warm record temperatures. So, make the most of those whilst you can. But out in the Callaghan, they still have plenty of snow. They actually have their Mummy Mondays cross-country ski or snowshoe at the Callaghan Country kicking off today. That means for the rest of the season, mums can enjoy 25% off rentals for themselves and little ones to come to the Callaghan to ski or snowshoe between 8:30 and 4 p.m. That's on Mondays. Mm-hmm. And yes, at Whistler Olympic Park too this week, whether it being spring break, there are some Nordic and Luge youth spring break camps happening. Yeah. Along with a meeting at the public at the library tomorrow for the Whistler Children's Chorus. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking to cool off indoors, you can still check out the Rise of Snowboarding, the Off the Lip exhibition at the Whistler Museum. Yeah, right through until the end of April. And the Fighting for Justice exhibition at the SLCC, the Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Center, until the end of the month. So yeah, so how was your St. Patrick's Day? Oh, boy. Yeah, a lot of revelry yesterday. I'm guessing a few sore heads today. But if you couldn't celebrate yesterday, maybe you'll want to see some live music today. Well, a couple options for you. The Hare Farmers played GLC yesterday with fiddler Shannon, but they are playing Merlins today. And at the Dublin Gate, I'm not too sure who's playing, actually. They don't have it listed on their website. If it's Pat and Mike or Ruckus Deluxe, I'm not too sure. But I do know, with it being a Monday as well, that you have, well, you do have a mountain to ski on. Did you hear about the little incident from a broadcaster, and may or may not be CBC, that said that Whistler Blackcomb would be closed over the weekend? Saturday was unusually quiet, so I wonder if that was responsible. But yeah, we didn't see any closures on the hill yesterday. It was a very sharp close at peak for 2:30 due to, containing a bit of revelry perhaps. But yeah, I'm sorry to miss out on the double chocolate and Guinness brownies that were cooked at bread yesterday. And I'm really sorry, Ed Tatton, for messing up your birthday. It was Friday and not Saturday. I came in singing. My bad. But I'm really looking forward to the hot cross buns you're going to be making for Easter. Mm-mm. You can pre-order them now on their website. Also coming up this week, how about the improv night happening from the Improv Center? This is a Vancouver's leading improv theater company. They're coming up in the middle of the week this week at the Maury Young Arts Center. Yeah, doors at 7 p.m. You can get tickets from the Arts Whistle website on March 20th. I really hope you enjoyed Laugh Out Loud earlier this week. And from Ira Peddle from Laugh Out Live, happening at the Point Artist Run Center is an improv camp for and acting experience for kids during their spring break on March 23rd. But Cass Dickinson, who's been doing their very popular Paint and Sip Nights, is going to be doing an acrylic painting workshop between 2 and 4 p.m. this, what date is it? Wednesday, I guess. Wow, this Wednesday, March 20th. So, it feels like March is flying by already, hey? Oh, well, somebody lost a feeling of something, speaking of something going flying. A little bunny was found at the Meadow Park playground yesterday. Someone's missing their bunny with some really cute dappled fabric ears. Yeah, that was found at Meadow Park playground yesterday. And there's a few sewing workshops and classes coming up of courtesy of Arts Whistler and Barbara Vanikova for children and adults in April. You can check out which dates might maybe suit you if you want to get better acquainted with how to use a sewing machine. Mine I haven't used in a long time, actually. I could use a refresher or just to trial and error it, which is my usual method. But coming up this week, hey, on Saturday, actually, this weekend, Introduce Wolves are going to be playing at Après Après, their Flow Like Water EP launch party. And they'll also have the Subterraneals, Autonomous Apes, and Shoulder Pains playing as well. That's at Après Après this Saturday. Tickets available, of course, online. Oh, yeah, a few birthday shout-outs for you today. Oh, particularly tall for sure. How about the fact it is Dean Harris's birthday? Happy birthday, Dino, along with Melanie Selby's birthday. Happy birthday, Mel. I hope you both have a wonderful sunshiny day. Record-breaking temps for your birthdays in Whistler. Lovely. Also lovely to see Stinky yesterday at Stinky's on the Stroll, along with Tara O'Doherty and Emily Wood there. Oh, yeah, lovely to see you yesterday, ladies. And here are some lovely facts brought to you by, of course, Stinky's on the Stroll. You know, it was on this day in 1942 that Jackie Robinson and Nate Morland, they requested a tryout with the Chicago White Sox, and they were allowed to. Yeah. 1942. Yeah. Oh, in 1990, do you know that the largest art heist in US history, where 13 works of art worth over $500 million, they were stolen from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. Do you know that? Or then in 1965, Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov, he left his spacecraft, Voskhod 2, for 12 minutes and became the first person to conduct a spacewalk. Or in 1314, going way back, Jacques de Molay, the 23rd and last Grand Master of the Knights Templar, was burnt at the stake by Philip IV of France. Ooh. Yeah, grisly. But there's some history for you. It's Licka Lee's birthday today. I love a lot of her music. Happy birthday. In 1965, the Rolling Stones were each fined £5 on this day for urinating in public. And you too were fined £500 on this day in 1991 after being found guilty of selling condoms illegally at a Virgin Megastore in Dublin from an in-store promo appearance. Now you know. Let's give you your joke of the day today, brought to you, of course, by Coast Mountain Brewing, which I know a few people enjoyed yesterday, of course, for St. Patrick's Day on the Hill. So I'm in the market for some new furniture. I was at the furniture store the other day and the salesperson told me, this sofa, that'll seat five people without any problems. And I said, what? Where the hell am I going to find five people without any problems? track of the day today comes from two heavy hitters in the electronic music scene, both of whom I've seen in Whistler. Hayden James at Max Fish, along with Bob Moses back when it was Tommy Africa's. But their collaboration track from last year, actually, Do You Want Me, is track of the day today. I hope you like it. I hope you have a phenomenal day. Wear sunscreen, stay hydrated, and nurse that head from yesterday. If you're feeling it, take it easy. Chat to you tomorrow.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and apres needs.